Welcome to our wellness community. It is September the 10th for Wellness Wednesday. My name is Carol Lowenstein, and I'm going to pass the torch to Mr. Anti-Aging Rich Miley, who will welcome you and introduce our guests. We're so excited tonight for our illustrious guests, who I have such deep respect for. Rich Miley, take it away.
Hey, Carol, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, Rich. And I am hearing some background noise. I just want to say one thing. Please mute your phone. Press the star button and the four button, and that will mute you. And then if we, at the end, we can, if you want to speak or ask a question at the end, you can press star and four again, and that will bring you back. Otherwise, press the mute button, and back to you, Rich.
You bet.
Okay. And I'm going to mute some people who I see are making noise.
All right. Well, thank you, Carol. It's always a pleasure. We appreciate all you do, and welcome to all the new people. And I know we have several healthcare professionals maybe on here for the very first time. Welcome to all of you. My name is Rich Miley. My wife, Pam, and I live up here in the great Northwest, Portland, Oregon, and it's a beautiful Chamber of Commerce day, about 85 degrees and clear blue sunny skies. We dream about these days and we love them. Tonight we want to talk a little bit about a company, Manitech, and then introduce Dr. Steve Nugent, our guest. If you're new to the call tonight, these Wellness Wednesday calls take place every Wednesday, and we always talk about product and our technology. And for some of the new people, Manitech is a 20-year-old direct sales company, and, you know, we're really a research and development company that reinvented ourselves about a year ago with this social entrepreneur model. And we've identified malnourished kids as our mission, and we now have this M5M mission to make a difference. I don't know if you're aware, but every 6 seconds a child dies from malnourishment. And so we're doing something about it. Every time someone purchases one of our Manitech products on AutoShip, we actually contribute to help feeding a child. So that's our M5M mission. We're in 24 countries now. We're 20 years old, and we've got 96 patents. So Manitech is a very unique company, and you're going to hear even more why as I introduce our guest speaker tonight. So, Doctor, let me just say this before I introduce Dr. Nugent. I've been using the products now for almost 18 years, and I've been blessed with great health. I don't take my health too lightly. I think health is one of our most prized possessions. But I also understanding that I can't get everything from our diet today because of our compromised food that we eat. So I take it for continued optimal health and prevention. And I use our Ambertose product and our optimal support packs and all of our sports performance products, which are cardio balance and, you know, bounce back, sport, and impact. They're in my bag every day. So every day I go to the gym and work out, and I'm 66 years young, and I'm still playing competitive racquetball with 30-year-olds. So I think age is inevitable, but it's just a number. And I think we don't have to necessarily reflect the age. So it's a state of consciousness, and certainly lifestyle has a lot to do with that, and Manitech's made a huge contribution in that area for me. So I take it for prevention and continued health. So with that, Dr. Steve Nugent is our guest tonight. He is Manitech's Global Wellness Director. He has more than two decades of clinical practice, and he brings a wealth of experience in the application of dietary supplements. He's internationally recognized as an expert in his field, and he continues to share his knowledge and benefit others, and I know he's constantly traveling. I don't know what his frequent flyer miles look like, but I know he He trots around the globe now in 24 countries sharing his expertise and his technology. He's earned multiple degrees. He's graduating with top honors at both the undergraduate and graduate levels. And his studies include integrative medicine, health and wellness psychology, leadership psychology, organizational psychology, neuropsychology, biological anthropology, nutritional science, and business administration. He has served as the president of the International Association of Complementary Medicine and is president emeritus of the American Naturopathic Medical Association. Dr. Nugent was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, the Motor City, served his country as a United States Marine, and has been a resident of Texas now for nearly two decades. So, Dr. Steve, we've had an opportunity to know each other for quite some time, almost 17 years now, and we love you and appreciate you, and just know that, you know, we have a saying in Manitech, when Dr. Nugent speaks, we listen. So welcome to the call, Dr. Steve.
Thank you, Rich. I'm very, very pleased to be on your call tonight.
What I'd like to do is maybe dialogue a little bit with you, but, you know, I know a little bit of your background, and obviously I gave some of that here, but you ran a very successful clinic. I think it was called the Last Chance Clinic in Detroit, Michigan, for many, many years. And I've reached pretty much the pinnacle of your career. And so why Manitech, and why did you take this leap? Could you share a little bit about the steps and the things that you had to go through to learn about this?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, I had a very successful integrative medicine practice in Southfield, Michigan, actually, very close to Detroit. And most of my colleagues thought of my clinic as the last chance for the patients that they simply didn't want to deal with or perhaps couldn't deal with. My practice was considered to be one of the most successful, if not the most successful, in our area of healthcare by my colleagues. And I had my colleagues referring their family members to me for care as well. We had a couple of medical doctors on the staff, chiropractor, massage therapist, you name it. It was a very, very full-service integrative health center at a time when those things really didn't exist and no one had really talked about integrative medicine yet. So no one had actually coined the term at that point. During that time, I was fortunate enough to make so much money that I could afford to treat patients who were indigent. These were individuals that virtually couldn't get any care. They needed help. And I took care of all of their expenses, provided them with everything that they needed, because I could. That's one of the great things about having money, that you can do good things. And the more money you have, the more good you can do. So I would periodically ask these patients if they would allow me to give them dietary supplements and then do blood tests or other tests on them to see if the supplements actually had any value. And during the time I was in practice, I tested more than 6,000 different dietary supplements, and I was pretty much disappointed almost all the time. Very few of the products I tested had any value at all, and that includes some of the biggest names and best-known labels and so on in the industry. Then one day I was approached by a Manitech associate who was bringing a product to me called Manilow. And, of course, you remember that product, Rich, because you've been around almost the entire existence of Manitech. And basically that product was Manipol in a capsule. This was something that virtually no one had seen in our industry. It was so new. It was such a completely different and new approach to supporting good health, because this was the functional component of the aloe vera plant. In other words, the molecule in aloe vera that makes aloe vera do what we all know it does. And this molecule was discovered by Dr. Bill McAnally, who is our first chief of science. And after he discovered this molecule, he found a way to isolate it and preserve it so it could be used in a dietary supplement. So without Dr. McAnally's early work and discoveries, no one would be doing anything with aloe today, probably, in any way. But this particular product that he created was then patented under the name Manipul. And Manipul was something so totally different to me and to the doctors on my staff. We started testing my volunteer patients, and we began to see incredible, actually astounding improvements in their overall health. And these weren't individuals that were all having the same diagnosis. These were people that having all manner of different diagnoses, very, very broad spectrum. And so the first thing that surprised myself and my staff was the fact that this stuff actually worked. And the second thing that surprised us was that it worked on almost every kind of situation that we applied it to. Well, of course, our training told us that a plant carbohydrate or a plant sugar or a plant saccharide, whichever term you want to use, and they're all correct terms, that all those things did was give somebody energy. They didn't do anything else. So this was very, very new. This was really disruptive in the field of natural health care because nobody had ever come close to anything like this before. And, of course, our training also told us that for dealing with item A, you use product B. In other words, there wasn't a product that could possibly cover such a wide spectrum of health support needs as this one plant saccharide. So I began to do volunteer lectures for Manitech and for Manitech Associates because they were, of course, they were all fired up about having this technology. And as I was doing lectures for them, people began signing up in Manitech. And at the time, I didn't know what multi-level marketing was. I didn't know what signing up meant. I mean, I didn't know any of that stuff. And I could recall one of the meetings we did where it was just a terrible snowstorm in Detroit. And I had rented a high school auditorium. And I did this with my own money, and the Manitech Associates weren't involved, and Manitech wasn't involved. And I did this so that I could have a large forum to talk to larger groups about the importance of this technology called Manipul, this plant saccharide. And I remember on that night, even though the snowstorm was really terrible, our room was packed. We had more than 1,000 people in there. And the senior Manitech associate told me afterwards, he said, "Doc, 73% of the associates, of the guests who came to this meeting tonight, have signed up as all-stars." And I remember looking at him and saying, "Is that a good thing?" And he just laughed and he said, "Yeah, that's a good thing." So after that, we began to talk with Manitech management. I began to do lectures on a subcontractor basis and eventually joined the company. But before I joined the company, I was thinking about...
Paul, I can't hear you.
I think we need to mute some folks out there. So I was thinking about a principle that I learned in Marine Corps leadership training, and that was that you never asked your men to do anything that you would not do or could not do yourself. And so I thought, I better become an associate to find out what it's like to be an associate, and perhaps I can help the associates more effectively if I understand what it is they do and what their needs are. So I became an associate, as you know, Rich, and I also became one of Manitech's most successful associates, and I learned a lot about how to help the people in Manitech who I know are doing such tremendous work to help people all over the world with these technologies. Well, Manipul evolved into a new technology that we call Ambritos, and it's just continued to go on and on from there with just the finest technologies in the industry. So I made the decision to give up my practice, give up my publishing business, my lecture business, and I even gave up my downline, which that year made $285,000 US. And you remember on that comp plan, that was a pretty tough thing to do. So I gave all that up to lecture full-time for Manatech. And I have been doing that now for the better part of two decades, traveling around the world. As you mentioned earlier, it's about 3.5 million air miles now. And I'm kind of pretty much in a continuous low orbit of planet Earth all year round, about 300 days a year. So I have sacrificed a great deal to represent this technology, to tell people about this technology. And I don't think there'd be too many doctors you'll meet who would be willing to take a 95% cut in pay, give up their time freedom, their financial freedom, and their personal freedom to do this mission. But that's how important I believe these technologies are, Rich. I just believe it's vital that we tell everyone that we meet everywhere in the world about these technologies for their health.
Okay, so we're talking here about glyconutrients, and can you talk a little bit about why we have all these patents and why we're so different, from anybody else out there? And so if people are out there, or maybe we have healthcare professionals listening for the first time, why they would want to, stop and look at this, and take the time to investigate it?
Well, the reason that we have patents is when there are different types of patents, obviously, and there are patents which are reasonably easy to get. But then there are patents that are pretty darn difficult to get. And our first patent, which led to more than 90 patents, approaching 100 patents now, in fact, was a composition of matter patent. Now, that's a pretty difficult patent to achieve. And when you do this, when you're dealing with any kind of a product that's going to affect human health in some way, then you have to be able to validate, to prove to the patent officer that you, in fact, know for certain by scientific validation that what you say you can do with this product, you can, in fact, do. And so that was our very first patent. And we just continue to get patents so fast, in fact. And I think a lot of our associates don't notice this, Rich, but we get them so fast that all of our marketing material is set up in increments of 5. So we'll say, as an example, more than 90 patents, and then more than 95 patents, and so on. And we do this because every time we get another patent, we have to change all of our marketing literature. And we do get them that fast. So that's quite amazing all by itself. Just on the Ambritos technology alone, we have 68 patents. So, I mean, that's incredible. In the nutritional industry, as I mentioned earlier, after testing thousands of products, and if I was still testing them, I'd still be finding the same thing, because now I know this industry inside and out. I know how the products are made. I know how our competitors operate. I know the requirements under federal law and state laws, so I know that they're going to do as little as possible, most of our competitors, to make money. And most of those products out there just don't offer you much. Very few of our competitors have any patents at all. And then some of our competitors are pretty clever. One of our competitors, as an example, claims 54 patents. But when you start to look at the patents, you realize that these are not composition of matter patents. These are patents on things like packaging and that sort of thing. So good marketing for the public that doesn't investigate the detail. But the reality is we have technology that is unmatched in the industry because we can. Let me give you a little more background with this. Our first chief of science, his PhD was in pharmacology. And so he made drugs. That was his specialty. And in fact, when he discovered the functional component of the aloe vera plant, he had been ordered by his boss at the drug company he worked with to find the molecule in aloe vera that made aloe vera work and then make a synthetic copy of it so they could patent it as a drug. Well, they found that they couldn't make a synthetic copy, that a synthetic wouldn't work. And that's why they filed the patent on the natural substance that we talked about as Manipul earlier in this call. Now, we have a state-of-the-art, and I can't say that strong enough, state-of-the-art analytical chemistry lab. And I see, in fact, I was just investigating another company only an hour ago where they talk about their analytical chem lab They had one table. I mean, a small table. That's their whole lab. Our lab impresses university professors. Our lab is astounding. Manatech has, in fact, spent more than $50 million U.S. dollars on science and scientific equipment. So we are unmatched in the industry in terms of science and technology, and anyone who understands how to get all the details and how to sift through the differences in all the marketing claims, they will find very quickly that Manatech is indeed unmatched in the area of science, research, technology, safety, because we also have our own safety lab, and efficacy. The industry does not require that any of the 4,000 nutrition companies making their more than 88,000 nutritional products sold in the U.S. alone, the government does not require that they have a research lab. The government does not require that they have a safety lab or that they have any lab of any type. And in fact, the overwhelming majority of our competitors have no science at all. What they do is they will consult with one of the vendors in our country, and they'll say, you know what, we saw this or that on the internet. Can you make us a bottle full of this item and that item, mix it all together? This is how we want the label to look. We'll make our own marketing materials, and then we're going to tell people that we're the very best and we have all the greatest science. That's the way it works in our industry. Manatech does it the right way. We do it the scientific way. We are indeed the science company. In fact, we are the only company in this entire industry that can say that we are responsible for founding a new field of science, that is the field of nutritional glycobiology, which is now being taught in colleges. So the Manatech difference is so huge as compared to all of our competitors, no matter how well known they are, no matter how beautiful their websites are, no matter how much money they've been making, there is no close second to Manatech when it comes to science, research, and safety.
Okay. Let's talk about Ambertose. That's kind of our foundational technology. Why would everybody or anybody need Ambertose?
Well, you know, Rich, the discovery of the first saccharide, Manipul, was extremely important. And Dr. McAnally, at the time, came up with some theories, and he was ridiculed for his theories. He has now been validated, by the way, on all of his theories. But, you know, he said things like, well, you know, I think that these plant saccharides, I think they're responsible for cellular communication. And at the time, all universities taught that cellular communication was done by protein amino acids. Well, he was right. And what we know now is that these plant saccharides and what Ambertose provides are the complex of plant saccharides necessary for the body to achieve correct cellular communication. Now, a lot of people don't get too excited about that because they say, oh, well, that doesn't sound like curing a disease or something. Well, it isn't. And in fact, nutritional products don't cure diseases. I don't care what other people's websites say. They don't. They also don't treat diseases. But why is the glyconutrient complex so important? It's so important because without cellular communication, you cannot have correct function. And for a lot of people, they just don't understand the basics. So I'm going to go, and I know you do, Rich, but for all of your listeners, I'm going to do this right from the very basic area. The human body has all of the cells that it requires to do all of the functions that you require. But those cells have two requirements themselves. Number one, they have to have the nutrients necessary, and different cells require different nutrients, different vitamins, different amino acids, different minerals, and so on. But one thing they all have in common, all 6 trillion of them have one thing in common, and that is a need for 8 different saccharides that are found in nature that facilitate cellular communication. I like to give the example of a cell phone because everybody owns a cell phone. Some people own more than one. So your cell phone is a transceiver. It sends signals. It receives signals. on your cells, on all of your cells, you have tiny transceivers. Each of these transceivers has their own set of docking stations, and each docking station requires a particular glyconutrient. And scientifically, for the doctors who are listening on the call, the scientific term is glycan, but it's interchangeable with the commercial term glyconutrient. All right, so these glyconutrients, or glycans, have specific shapes and sizes, and they need to fit at specific places on the transceivers. When the transceivers get all of the 8 glyconutrients that they require, then your cell is capable of sending a clear communication and receiving a clear communication. And let me give you a brief example about how this would work. Let's say that you have an immune challenge. It doesn't matter what the immune challenge is. The way it functions is going to be exactly the same no matter what challenge it is. So you have an immune challenge. First of all, you have to have some cells that recognize what the challenge is. Those cells have to be able to effectively communicate to immune system headquarters, if you will. I'll do this as a military analogy. To immune system headquarters to tell the general in command of your immune system that you now have a challenge and you need to call out the soldier cells to deal with this challenge. So now the commander of the immune system has to send a communication to the barracks where the soldier cells are, to tell them to go after the challenge, whatever your immune system challenge is. And perhaps the commander of the immune cells, he might say, you know, General, we took a lot of casualties in the last battle, and we need brand new soldier cells to be made. Well, now you need another communication that tells a particular part of your body to make brand new cells. All of this, when all of this is done, and you've also fed those soldier cells correctly, so that's telling your brain to tell you what to eat to get the right nutrients to feed those cells. Now you have to have another set of communications that goes out and tells the soldier cells how to go get rid of that immune challenge, whatever your immune challenge is. It's more complicated than that, but the basic overview is, without cellular communication, no other function has relevance. And in fact, I don't care what you swallow, I don't care how pretty the bottle is, I don't care what you believe their marketing material means. Whatever you swallow, if you do not have adequate cellular communication for clear communication between cells, then those substances you're swallowing are of little or no value. So the foundation for everybody's health is cellular communication. And because of patent protection, there is only one company that can provide you with a standardized complex of plant saccharides that provides you with this cellular communication. So that's why I say tell everyone on the planet, Ambrotos is your foundation for wellness. I do not care who you are, what age you are, what gender you are, what your genetics are, how healthy you think you are, or if you're not healthy, I don't care. Your foundation for everyone begins with cellular communication. That means Ambrotos. That means Manatech. So that's why Manatech is, in my opinion, as a healthcare practitioner, the most important of all of the thousands of nutritional companies on planet Earth. Manatech is the most important.
All right. Makes sense to me. Due to our time, Dr. Nugent, first of all, I want to thank you for taking time tonight. But we kind of keep our calls to a half an hour, and we'll have you back again. But I want to ask, is Joan Fletcher on the line tonight? She was going to share a story and talk a little bit about how it's helped her and her clients. So, Joan, are you there? Hello? Hey there, Joan? Can you still hear me, Carol?
I hear you loud and clear. She may have muted herself out.
I'm here.
Hear.
Okay, great. Can you hear me?
Yes, Joan, go ahead.
Good. Sorry about that. Technical difficulty here. First of all, thank you, Dr. Nugent, for the awesome, awesome job, for what you are, basically, and what you do, because your videos, I've been in the health field for 40 years, and I have tried gobs of products. And your video, the YouTube video of that you did in Australia, was one of the most motivating videos to stick with this company and to really look deeper and longer at it. And also, I got to meet you in person and listen to you talk. And when you said this is the best company that exists in that field of nutrition, there was a truth to that. And it was more like a hope that was validated by you to keep plugging and find out for sure. And I wanted to thank you very, very deeply for that. For not only has it helped me, but it's helped a lot of my friends who were also at the, like your clinic was, the people who had no other place to go, the last chance. And your information kept me going to find out from experience that this company really is the most amazing company I have ever worked with, not only with the products, but with the people in the company, with the ethics in the company, and with the compensation plan in the company. But if it hadn't been for you, I probably would not have kept up my optimism and kept up my persistence to keep doing it. So I want to thank you very, very, very much for that, because it is changing my life and enabling me to do things I didn't think I'd ever be able to do, and it's doing the same thing with those I've shared it with. And I've had 40 years trying to make this happen, and thanks to you and your company and Manatech and the products, it is finally happening, and that's a huge dream come true.
Well, I'm so glad I could help you to stay and realize your dream.
Thank you. Well, not only that, but I'm having a ball making it happen more and more every day, so that makes it even more exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
All right. I hesitate to do this, but is there anybody that has a quick question before we conclude the call for Dr. Steve Nugent?
Let me unmute some of the people, noisy folks from the earlier. Just a sec. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
I hear you.
This is Bob Salerno in Sarasota. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, Bob.
I just wanted to give a quick testimonial. My wife, Bonnie, as you know, we've been on the products for over 19 years now, and she just had an accident the other day and fell and broke her femur and had surgery on Monday. And Monday evening, that is, and they released her from the hospital to go to rehab today. The doctor, who's scratching his head, couldn't believe how fast she was up and about and ready for rehab, when normally it takes at least 4 or 5 days before they release them to rehab. So I can't say what caused that, but I think I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I do too. We know that aloe vera does a wonderful job in accelerating healing, and the reason it does that is because of that functional component that was trade named as Manipul. So that's what's doing the job, and I'm so glad that's working so quickly for her, Bob.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, are there any other quick questions for Dr. Nugent before we conclude?
One more question, Johnny G. Sarasota, Florida. Am I going to be able to get a replay of this tape? I have some doctor friends. I'd like to have them hear this.
Yes, we record all of these calls every Monday and Wednesday, and you can go to wellnetglobalpartners.com, and it'll be put up on that website under archive calls. And I'm sure Carol will probably identify it as Dr. Steve Nugent, so you'll be able to access it, and people can listen to it at their leisure.
Thank you very much.
You bet. So, Dr. Nugent, thank you one and all for being here and taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're out on the road. I think you're doing a little lecture, coming up this week in, is it at Dallas, or where are you going to be next?
Well, I just left Des Moines, and I'm heading for San Antonio.
Okay, yeah, San Antonio, Texas. So if you have people down in that area of the world, well, you might want to get them out. And again, thank you, Carol, for hosting the call, and thank you all for joining us tonight on Wellness Wednesday. We'll be back next Monday for Momentum Monday, and these calls take place every Monday and Wednesday at 5 o'clock Pacific. So thank you all, and have a great Manatech evening.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Nugent.
Thank you, Dr. Nugent.
Incredible call.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.